live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why I got up this morning thinking about this. Maybe it had something to do when I was going to bed and having thoughts about the Memorial Day weekend. And I got up this morning and I was thinking about heroes. And, well, just stick with me. I actually arrived at a point in my own noggin about this. But I started thinking about heroes and what kind of heroes do we have in our lives? And I think it started with a thought that I think every dad and perhaps every mom, I haven't talked to my wife about this. I think that men and women are wired differently. That's why I find the whole transvestite movement to be such a colossal joke. And why, by the way, Target is paying a massive price. You thought that corporate America was going to learn its lesson from Bud Light? No. They're all going headlong into it. It is the damnedest thing I've ever seen that now that leftists are in charge of these companies. And by the way, if you're invested in these woke companies like North Face, if you're invested in Target, if you're invested in Anheuser-Busch, pull your money. These people don't give a rat's about your investments at all. They don't care. It's ESG. It's the ESG mentality. They're actually in business to lose you money for the betterment of mankind. That's their sick and twisted idiocy. So if you're investing in these companies, pull them out. Pull your money out. The minute you start to see a woke CEO, this goes for media companies as well, just divest. Remember the Salcedo mantra. Now, if they don't have our money, they can't hurt us. If they don't have our money, they can't hurt us. It's so true. You'd be silly to volunteer your money to these companies. Bad enough we have our money forced from us by people who are not worthy of that money in government. So I started thinking about heroes, and I was wondering, you know, for what I do, for my efforts, will my children down the road grow to appreciate, wow, you know, it may have been a losing effort, but at least dad did everything he could. So I started thinking about heroes I look up to. And when I was growing up, there were a couple of them, naturally, the superheroes that we all emulated. And this is where I think science fiction and the comics, back when America was in a good place, The entertainment that we used, these characters were larger than life, and they gave us something to aspire to, right? It's not, I don't want to compare it to religion because there's no comparison really, but it's, you know, it's like it was another tier of living up to our greatest potential. These were superhuman beings, most of them, and they set a standard. They had power and they wielded it justly. Can anybody say that about the Texas House? Can anybody say that about Beijing Biden and the Democrat Party, the socialists? As a matter of fact, the Babylon Bee is out with a great, great satirical story today. The headline, and you got to love the Bee, don't you? The headline is, Biden says anyone can crash Twitter. It takes a real leader to crash the economy. Gotta love the Bee. So I was thinking about other heroes as I was growing up. Captain Jean-Luc Picard, the captain of the Enterprise, the new next generation. When I was growing up, it was the new next generation. And then the actor himself turns out to be a left-wing loon. So the character was very much a role model, but the man, he was just a gifted actor. Now, there was another Star Trek captain who ended up being a hero. His name was Captain Benjamin Sisko. And this man turned out to be a hero on screen and off screen. The integrity that he was pushing out on screen wasn't an act. The relationship that you saw between father and son on camera, there was Captain Sisko and his son, Jake Sisko, and they lost their mom. Ben Sisko lost his wife, and Jake Sisko lost his mom in a battle with, for those of you who know your Star Trek lore, with the Borg, oddly enough, commanded by Jean-Luc Picard, because he had been taken over by the Borg. Assimilated is the actual verbiage. Anyway, Avery Brooks, who is the actor who plays Benjamin Sisko, believed very much in being a role model for black men in America. He wanted to walk the walk and talk the talk outside. So the young actor, whose last name is Chirac, I can never remember his first name, who played Jake Sisko, they developed an on-set chemistry as father and son, but also offset. Avery Brooks thought it was important for men of color to set great examples for the next generation and to show that fathers needed to be present in the home, even in single parent homes. So he put that out on the screen, and he believed it in his real life, and he implemented it in his real life. Basically, he introduced his on-air son with his real son as brothers, as his sons, because he believed in the communities having strong father role models. That's heroic. That's, in my mind, that's heroic. Our men and women in uniform who put on that uniform to sacrifice potentially their lives for people they've never even met. And to have them being run by simpering cowards like those who are running the Beijing Biden administration, to have their efforts to have our fighting men and women die to protect this country, heroes, only to have their efforts undermined by greedy charlatans who dominate the Texas House, who would say, you know what, we're gonna make sure that America's enemies can continue to buy land in Texas because we in the Texas House have those values. We in the bipartisan Texas House, the leadership is bipartisan. They are run by Democrats. They call themselves Republicans. And they are traitors. They are traitors. They, Lois Kolkhorst, common sense conservative woman, put up a bill to protect Texas, to say, you know, it's not a good idea to sell land to communist China. And then here come these navel-gazing dumbasses in the Texas House.
What about the private folks in China? We should discriminate against them.
I don't know if they are that stupid, or they're just hoping that all of their voters are, but there is no such thing as private in China. They're communists. Everything that is done at the behest of an evil government, an evil government that has its design on bringing down this country, taking away your rights and freedoms and liberties. And guess what? The shrubs in the Texas House said, you know what? We're going to continue to let them do it. We're going to roll out the red carpet in Texas and allow communist China to buy our farmland, to buy land adjacent to our military bases, to gain a foothold in the United States so they can make money, so they can continue to build bombs and build bullets to fire at us and kill us. Now, would you call the leaders in the Texas House heroic? No. No. Those who stand opposed to them, I would call Lois Kolkhorst, with that common sense bill, a hero. I would. I would call all of those leaders who have been fighting like hell to give parents school choice, as the Texas legislature, the House rather, the Texas House says, not only are we not going to give you school choice, but we're not even going to police these school districts. You're on your own. We're going to steal your money. We're going to take your money. And then you're on your own. You know, it's just like the Democrats who say they're going to unleash criminals onto the streets of America. And then they're going to take away your right to defend yourself. The Texas leadership, led by Dade Phelan, the bipartisan speaker, and his lieutenants, they are saying the same thing in GovEd. We are going to take your money, and then we're going to give you no mechanism to defend your child or yourself. So I've been thinking a lot about heroes and lack thereof in America. Don't worry, I got the Friday song coming up. Russell just started playing the music before I could get to it. So we'll get to it the next break, folks. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Heroes, who were yours? Maybe nothing that's necessarily political on your part today, kids. Maybe you just tell me, who's a hero today to you? Who's a hero that you grew up, that you tried to pattern your life after? Can we forget Jesus Christ? Can we forget that hero? I think about him a lot, too. Telephone number is 281-558-5738. You folks on TNT Radio have your own phone numbers. It's the Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas.
You should hear what James Freeman is talking about on The Freeman Report.
The WHO has been informed of an increase in severe myocarditis in neonates and infants associated with enterovirus infection. Now, the Express newspaper printed a story on this yesterday as well, under the headline, "Parents Told Newborn Baby Died from Rare Virus, But Harsh Reality Now Uncovered in Probe." Elijah was born healthy and was discharged from hospital a day after he was born. Coronavirus restrictions were still in place, which meant no other visitors saw Elijah in that time frame other than the dad, as well as healthcare professionals at the hospital. Within a few days of being at home, Elijah appeared to be lethargic and constipated, but the symptoms were put down to jaundice. When he was a week old, he completely stopped feeding, so his parents rushed into A&E. He was first given a diagnosis of sepsis and then bronchiolitis, and then later he was transferred to the University of Hospital Wales, where they picked up the myocarditis. Now, like always, we shouldn't jump to conclusions, and you know exactly what I mean by that. But rather, we should find out more information and seek expert comment.
The Freeman Report and James Freeman on today's News Talk Radio, TNT. A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's News Talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
You're responsible for an extraordinary number of deaths.
When everyone dies sometime, I just speed up the process.
So how do you choose your victims?
Wrong place, wrong time. Young, old, fat, thin, it's all the same to me. They don't always see it coming.
But the parents who won't see their kids grow up, the grandparents who'll never meet their grandchildren.
It's up to them to take precautions, isn't it?
So you can be stopped?
Yeah. Some fight back.
Exactly how often do you kill?
Well, about every 90 minutes, give or take.
How have we not heard of you?
You have.
Heart disease is New Zealand's biggest killer. Donate today and help the Heart Foundation fight back. Call 0800 830 100 or visit heartfoundation.org.nz or a New Zealand Post shop.
A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And I mentioned the actions of the non-heroic. a Texas house. The traitorous. I think it's as they pave the way for communist China to continue to buy, and Iran and Mother Russia to continue to buy land in the state of Texas, as they denied parental school choice. I don't look at dictators as heroic. And then as, well, you know what? There was an article that was written about this in the Dallas Express. Let me see if I have that pulled up. I think I do. As you know, the Attorney General called for the Speaker of the Texas House to step down after his conduct in this session. And the conduct was laid out by several members of the Texas House. Several members of the Texas House noting that Speaker Phelan delivered a session particularly geared toward Democrat priorities, left-wing, anti-American, fringe priorities, chief among them. As you all know, all Democrats support communist China and their eventual takeover of the United States and the suspension of our rights and our Constitution and our liberties. Democrats actually go to the polls to vote for this these days because their elected leaders go on record, 65 of them go on record to say, we want to stop all investigations to reveal to the American people the depth of the attacks from communist China. We want Americans to be caught unawares so they can't prompt us to do anything to defend them, because we want China to win. The Democrats want China to win. The communist Chinese have a system of government the Democrats have long sought: complete totalitarian control and a loss and suspension of your rights and freedoms. And Democrats vote for this crap. That's why I believe we should oppose them. I believe it's heroic to oppose them. So the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, calls on Dade Phelan to resign after that video came out. And actually, since then, there have been six more minutes of the entire session of more video that indicates there is a level of compromise in the speaker's ability. We can't tell for sure what it is, and the speaker refuses to comment. There is also video out there of several other of these members of the Texas House who are also appear to be impaired while conducting the business of 30 million people, which is highly inappropriate and disgusting that they would do this. So that video, my understanding is it's being compiled right now. So this was the evaluation of the session in the Texas House. Representative Tinderholt criticized Dade Phelan's leadership, tweeting, "The cards were purposely stacked against Republicans, as usual." I wouldn't say Republicans, I say against conservatives. "We do it to ourselves. We control the bills, when the bills move, what day they hit the floor, and what happens while on the floor. Don't let one Republican member tell you that we ran out of time. Almost got that priority passed," he added. "This movie was already scripted, approved, and cast with the known outcomes before filming ever began the day." What he's saying is, kids, is that the Texas speaker, because as you know, he's elected with Republican and Democrat votes, and the Republicans who vote for him lean toward socialism and communism. These individuals went over to the Democrats, said, "Okay, what do we have to do to make sure, what do you guys want to kill? Oh, we have to kill school choice, absolutely. There's no way we can give parents the power of the purse. We need to have the next generation indoctrinated with LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism. We need to teach them racism, to hate white people, and to teach brown and black kids that they're inferior without government. We need to teach that." Which, by the way, as you all know, a story out this week shows that teachers and superintendents are saying, "Yeah, we know it's against the law, but we're doing it anyway." Why? Because the Texas legislature, the House, I shouldn't say the legislature, I should say the House, the Texas House has made sure that they pass laws. Look at us. We passed a prohibition on critical race theory. But we have no mechanism to police it. And these ISDs know it. And instead of doing that job, if you're going to take on that mantle and that responsibility, instead of being adults, instead of taking on the job and being adults about it, they just give the districts your money. Carte blanche. And they're doing all manner of harm to your children because of it. And we've shown you the headline after headline after headline of the low quality of education, the low quality of personnel these gov ed institutions are hiring. They're diddling children, which of course I know all you Democrats dig. I know all of you Democrats are really big into that. But, you know, we conservatives kind of look down on child abuse. We really do. Similarly, with 1 week left in the session, Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian lamented on Twitter that the Republican-controlled House, allegedly Republican, it's really the Democrat-controlled House because the Republicans work at the behest of the Democrats in the House, but they do so with the Republican imprimatur, which is silly. Anyway, they have not passed education freedom. They've not passed any border security. They've not passed China virus mandates, a ban on China virus mandates. They've not passed anything to refocus our energy market on reliable sources. I guess 250 dead Texans were not enough for the leadership in the Texas House. They want to have more dead Texans in the next weather event. They didn't ban taxpayer-funded lobbying, which over 95% of Republican voters in the state of Texas want to ban on that. But these people in the Texas House believe they run you and not the other way around. And they got all the Democrats backing them. They didn't ban the DEI agenda, the diversity, inclusion, equity agenda in colleges. They didn't put any limits on the executive's power. And that was mentioned in the China virus mandates. The Texas House Republicans wanted to make sure if a pandemic or a medical emergency ever comes around and they get to determine what the medical emergency is, that they can force you to inject something into your body that you may or may not want. They want that ability. And Democrats, that's a Democrat policy, as you all know. That's what Democrats really want to do. So after Ken Paxton called for a resignation for the Texas speaker, all of a sudden a hearing was convened and they trotted out all of these charges that are, even the Democrat Morning News said, were 8 years old. That, by the way, all the a lot of the initial charges against Ken Paxton launched by air quotes Republicans, the Bush faction here in Texas. You see, Ken Paxton's crime was winning an election, and he didn't genuflect at the Republican establishment altar. He wasn't supposed to win. He just went out there and behaved as a conservative and did. And a lot of the initial charges that were set against him to undermine him have been dropped. But the ones that remain, he can't get his day in court. Every American is entitled to a speedy trial. But his accusers, which, by the way, are Democrat and Republican collaborators, his accusers refuse to give Ken Paxton his day in court. He's on 8 years. He can't get a court date because they want to keep that hanging over just for an eventuality like we saw. The minute Ken Paxton came out against the establishment, Dade Phelan, all of a sudden they whipped out all these old charges. They didn't give a chance for his attorney to speak because they're so secure in their position that they couldn't allow that the person being accused to have any representation. And three, air quotes, Republicans, including that degenerate Charlie Guerin, the anti-parent, anti-child Charlie Guerin, three of them, Spiller and one other one, voted to, with two other Democrats, two socialists, to impeach the attorney general. So not only did the Texas House deliver a Democrat session, a pro-Democrat session, And they basically punted on every other conservative priority and Republican priority. They turned around and said, "Up, we got to take out the last conservative who we don't have any power or authority over." And that's what they did. And what many are calling the most disgraceful session since Republicans took over Texas back in the 90s, the most disgraceful session to ever be turned in. There you go. And the heroes are the ones who are standing up against those people. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show. Yes, the Friday song is coming, I promise. The Voice of Texas, every single time I think about playing it, Russell starts playing his music. So I just the way it is, folks. I'll be right back. The Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
What brings you here?
News entirely.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Western Australia is preparing to enact the toughest gun laws in the country, which is already home to some of the world's strictest gun legislation, following a shooting at a Christian college. The cost of electricity is set to surge by as much as 25% for over 500,000 homes on Australia's east coast. And Iran has test-fired a new ballistic missile that reportedly boasts a range of over 2,000 kilometres and carries a payload of 1.5 tonnes.
Our lines are open. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Why not give TNT Radio a follow? We're on all major social platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gab, and Getter. Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time right here on today's News Talk.
TNT Radio.
TNT Radio.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. At Children International, we know that the journey to end poverty for good begins with a child. Learn more at children.org.
It's sad and a life-changing moment when someone special in your life reaches their end. Many of us have had loved ones who have died. Unfortunately, dying is a part of life. It teaches us to live every day to its fullest. Family, friends, workmates, and those we come in contact with all impact us in special ways. Fortunately, there is a place that helps us when this time comes. The Hospice Foundation of America is there when you need them most. Hospice is medical care for people with a short anticipated life expectancy, when a cure isn't an option, and the focus shifts to symptom management and quality of life. It's so confusing to have an expert with you during these times who are trained to address physical, psychosocial, and spiritual needs of the person, family members, and other intimate unpaid caregivers. Visit hospicefoundation.org to find out how you can donate. And be assured that 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to our programs that support hospice and bereavement care in the United States. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
The totalitarian liberals of the West have unilaterally and arrogantly abolished national sovereignty and openly seek to overthrow all who would oppose their bid for global hegemony. Antiwar.com is devoted to the cause of non-interventionism and represents the truly pro-America side of the foreign policy debate. We are already fighting the next information war. We are dedicated to the proposition that war hawks and our leaders are not going to be allowed to get away with it unchallenged. Antiwar.com is dedicated to building an awareness of the globalist and interventionist forces that would enslave us all in a new world order on which the sun never sets. But we can't do it without you. Visit antiwar.com to find out more. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Got to say, you know, when you see righteousness on the retreat and you've got a lot of folks who are trying to fight this and it seems the other side is winning, it could be kind of down in the mouth. Hence the reflection this morning on heroes as we're coming into Memorial Day, those who gave the full measure of devotion, what, for this? for what we're enduring now. These people who are literally working and delivering for enemies of mankind. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? And where the actual heroes have gone. And let me also be plain about what the Texas House has done. The Texas House is trying to get rid of somebody who has done nothing except stand up for your rights, your liberties, and the Constitution of the United States. And the fact that because the Attorney General, and frankly the only one in the state of Texas who stood up and said, you know, the conduct on display by the Speaker and some of his lieutenants being inebriated while allegedly inebriated on the floor was unbecoming, and that's not how you show responsible leadership when the lives of 30 million people are at stake, because he was the only one to stand up, then all of a sudden you get this impeachment thing rolled out with charges that are so old, and the other side refuses to bring to the table, refuses to give the Attorney General his day in court. It just makes you wonder where we the people are. And are we just sitting back? Is it a spectator sport these days for a lot of folks? I'm wondering. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let me get a call in before we do the Friday show. Everything else is going out of order today. We might as well. Hey, Maggie, glad you waited. Welcome to the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. Maggie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So I have one response. Ken Paxton is a great person. He has done everything good for Texas. This is in response to him, his response to Dade Phelan. I called out my Texas rep and told him he better stand up for Paxton.
Who is your rep?
If he doesn't, I'll work to get him out.
Who is your rep?
Steve Toth.
Ah, okay. Steve Toth, okay.
And I do like him, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So you think, now don't forget that Ken Paxton was, I think it was a 10-point victory over the socialist who the Democrats were running.
Yeah, I voted for him. I voted for Paxton.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to say, I think everybody should be doing that. This effort to do the Democrats' bidding by the Texas House Republican leadership, I think is the last straw, isn't it? Isn't it? How many of you support what the Texas House is doing? They say all of your priorities in the conservative movement, you don't get any of that. They're going to deliver for Democrats, and they're also going to attack the Attorney General you all just elected in 2022 to get rid of him. They're going to overturn the 2022 election. How many of you are on board with the Texas House agenda? I mean, there've got to be some of you out there who support Republicans betraying their voters and delivering for Democrats. Come on, where are the folks? Where are you Republicans out there who support Democrats?
Thank God it's... Thank God it's...
It's Friday. Finally got it in. Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Salcedo Show, and I'm glad you've tuned into the program. It is a somber day. I got to be honest. When this all came down, it was more disgust than anything else. It was like, let me get this straight. You just turn in the worst legislative session in memory, and then to add to it, you're gonna kick Texas in the groin, and then you're gonna kick him in the teeth. That's exactly what the Texas House has done. And by the way, all the priorities that didn't get done were the priorities of the lieutenant governor, the priorities of the governor. And the speaker and his lieutenants are just saying, screw you people. screw the voters, screw the other statewides, screw the Republican Party. And do you know how many Republican chairs have come out against this conduct? One. One that I can name. And I don't even know if it's done publicly, so I can't say so right now. But I do know of one out of all of the, 254 Republican chairs across the state of Texas, one has come out condemning what the Republicans have done to this state. Leaving us, again, I just got to point out there, ripe for the picking. Making sure communist China and our enemies can buy land. On that alone, which is so, folks, the Democrats who are running the Republican Party in the House, the Republican leadership in the House, they're saying it's almost like here we are in Nazi Germany on their ascendancy in 1940. And here come the Democrats saying, you know what? I think we ought to let Hitler buy land in the United States. I think we ought to let Hitler do that. And that's the mentality. Now, how many of you think it'd be wise to allow Hitler in 1940 to buy land in the United States? How many of you think that's wise? Now, imagine if you're all Democrats, you're all like, that's me. So if you guys want to comment on what's happened in the Texas legislature, go right ahead. These guys are in our backyard. This is your life, you guys in Texas. Now, those of you outside of Texas, now, if you think that we're the only ones who are hampered with this type of Republican who is actually doing service to Democrats rather than to their own constituents, I think you're lying to yourself. I think that there are plenty of Senate, U.S. Senate style Republicans out there who prize delivering for Democrats over everything else, over their own voters. One of those guys is not Ted Cruz. Here's Ted Cruz talking about the debt ceiling debate that we have still going on, folks. Listen.
You know, it really is unfortunate to see how Joe Biden is approaching this job. It's all politics all the time, and he consistently goes to the hard left. He's off in Hiroshima right now in Japan. He should be in Washington, D.C. He should be sitting down and working out a deal, working out a compromise. The House of Representatives did its job weeks ago. It passed legislation raising the debt ceiling, and it passed responsible legislation that makes real steps to rein in the out-of-control spending.
Now, this was on Sunday. So, as you know, Beijing Biden, in the middle of a crisis, what typically Democrats do is they leave. They just go someplace else. Oh, that's for the American people. I set up the crisis, says that you're a normal Democrat, and then we leave. So Ted Cruz is talking about how Kevin McCarthy did the job, did what he was supposed to do. He raised the debt ceiling and didn't. Folks, I got to stress this. When you hear about cuts, the Republican Party has said no cuts. They're just reducing the rate of increase. So when you hear the Democrats out there saying, oh, they're cutting all of our vital spending, there is not one cut the Republicans have proposed. And I think that's terrible. I would be even more happy if the Republican Party said we're going to spend less next year than we did this year. But they're not doing that. All they're doing is slowing the rate of irresponsible increase.
And unfortunately, Joe Biden has handed his entire agenda over to the radical left, to the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs of the world. And his view is that he's willing to tank the economy because he's unwilling to give even a penny in the trillions in new spending that have caused the inflation that's hurting Americans all across the country. It's a blatantly unreasonable position, but yet he nonetheless smiles and just blames the other side.
Yeah, well, true, because that's all he's got. And that's pretty much the automatic pilot that Joe Biden's brain is on. Democrats bad. Democrats' enemies, by the way, his words, not mine. I'm sorry, Republicans' enemies. Sorry, Freudian slip there. Republicans bad, Republicans' enemies. That's what Joe Biden thinks. So it just comes out. You see, when Joe Biden called me his enemy, I took it personally. Many of you didn't, but I did. Listen.
And Mr. President, on the deadline, you said already, I've done my part. Do you think that if there is a breach, nobody is going to blame you?
Yeah, that's Peter Ducey saying, you said you've done your part. What did Joe Biden do exactly in the debt ceiling? Joe Biden did his part, he claims. Folks, he didn't do a damn thing. He didn't do a damn thing on the debt ceiling. Not one bit of work. They started talking about these discussions in February, did the House. Joe Biden wasted over a month, 2 months, doing nothing.
Of course, no one will blame me. I know you won't. You'll be saying Biden did a wonderful job. I know you.
Would you be blameless in a default situation?
On the merits, based on what I've offered, I would be blameless.
You've offered nothing. You've offered nothing but more profligate spending. You've offered nothing but more debt, getting us to $52 trillion in debt in the next 10 years. That's all you've offered, which is unacceptable, which is existential, which would basically, folks, we're already almost $1 trillion just to service the debt. $1 trillion a year. And he wants to jack it up. He wants to get us closer to $2 trillion in interest alone, not even touching the principal.
On the politics of it, no one will be blameless. And by the way, that's one of the things that some are contemplating. I actually had, well, I got to be careful here.
Yeah. We'll let him finish his rambling statement coming up next. You got the Chris Salcedo Show. Anybody want to talk about what's happening in Texas? Anybody want to talk about what's happening on the national stage? Feel free. Plus, in the midst of all of this, Joe Biden is using dead bodies of children to say, you're all at fault. All of you law-abiding gun owners out there, it's all your fault. And he wants to take your weapons from you. We'll talk about that next hour, too. It's all coming up. The Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas.
Have we reached peak Great Reset madness? Probably not. The BBC is now openly asking, what would a flying free world look like? And you won't believe the answer.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
BBC Future Planet series has announced a vision of a flying free world where you literally will go nowhere and be happy. According to the BBC, quote, fresh fruits and veggies would disappear from supermarkets in the winter. We would go back several generations when you could only buy strawberries when they were in season. Unused airports could be used as local community spaces, according to the BBC. Instead of going to the airport to fly to a destination, you could go there to try out scooters and hoverboards. Don't worry, this is all going to be a, quote, boost to climate goals if we do this. And of course, travel would only be available for the very wealthy. This is a vision of the Great Reset. It will only happen if we allow it. Reject the Great Reset. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
George Soros has supported the election of numerous left-wing DA candidates. Since 2016, when Soros first began to back the campaigns of district attorneys, Capital Research Center researchers have tracked more than $29 million in funding from Soros through political action committees, PACs, formed specifically to back left-wing DA candidates. In total, Soros's cash has generously supported over 20 individual candidates, many of whom won their elections and remain in office. They include Diana Becton, Contra Costa County, California. Becton was one of the first in the position to have no prior experience as a prosecutor. During Becton's first years in office, four Contra Costa cities made the list of the top 100 most dangerous cities in California in 2018, and both violent crime and property crime increased in 2019. Soros has spent a combined $6 million on California DA races, much of it wasted on failed candidates. But almost half was spent on the successful campaign of George Gascon from Los Angeles DA. Since the election, Gascon's implementation of left-wing policies led to a crime wave with soaring homicide rates and increased shoplifting sprees. Kim Fox, Cook County, Chicago, Illinois, who's known for her 2019 decision to drop charges against Jussie Smollett for his infamous hate crime hoax, has made headlines for presiding over Chicago's largest spike in homicides in more than 30 years, while her office dropped charges against 30% of felony defendants during 2020.
Action Against Hunger is the world's hunger specialist, with the highest 4-star rating from Charity Navigator, and 93% of every dollar donated going directly to our humanitarian programs. Active and on the ground since 1979, innovating, advocating, empowering, and saving lives in over 45 countries. Nearly 95% of our staff serve in their home countries, braving conflict and difficult terrain to help 20 million strong, resilient people overcome unthinkable circumstances. From South Sudan to Yemen, from Somalia to Bangladesh, Action Against Hunger gets to hard-to-reach communities, providing aid where others cannot. Our teams are on call 24 hours a day and ready to get life-saving help into the field. The need is acute. 16 million children suffer from the most severe form of hunger. 2 million a year lose the fight to deadly hunger. And more than 5,000 children still die every day from hunger-related causes. There's a need to scale up, and a need for individuals and partners to support innovative programs around the globe. With your help, Action Against Hunger can train and mobilize even more local field teams. With your help, we aim to double the number of children receiving treatment for life-threatening malnutrition. With your help, we can keep saving lives. The world needs a better way to deal with hunger. Together, we're creating it for everyone, for good. Join us. Take action against hunger.
Visit actionagainsthunger.org. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, got an email from somebody outside of Texas, and it's a brief one. What the hell is going on in Texas? We're under attack. We had been the most conservative state in the union until Florida. They got a determined legislature, a responsible legislature out there. We have half of a determined and competent legislature. The other half out here in Texas is leftist. And that's what's happened. And as a matter of fact, one individual has taken the entire state hostage, the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, all in service to socialists. And it's sad, and cut off all communications and committing conduct that is all caught on camera. He refuses to address because he doesn't have to, because so many of Texans are just going about their daily lives and not recognizing the harm that is being done to them. China will continue to be able to buy land in Texas. Let me get out to Alfred. Alfred, welcome to the Salcedo Show. I'm glad you made it here, the Chris Salcedo Show on TNT and the Voice of Texas.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We need to call for impeachment for that individual there and his lieutenant, the House Speaker. The Republican Party of Texas needs to call for his impeachment right away. This is not California, and we don't have to play by Californian rules. I don't know what they think they're doing up there in that house, but I've lived here most of my life. I moved here in 72 as a young kid from California to get away from that place back in 1972. This does not need to be happening, and the Republican Party here in Texas needs to put a stop to it.
Now, the Republican Party of Texas is a political organization, is a private organization. The folks inside of the Texas House who are doing the work of Democrats in the Texas leadership, we highlighted some of them yesterday. Now, what do you think about this practice of the Republican speaker being elected by Republicans and Democrats? What do you think about that?
I don't know how they selected him.
Well, I mean, if you see all the Democrat priorities being done, I think you would say that, you know, that the Democrats chose well. They chose a good speaker. However, the Republicans are allegedly in the majority. So why do you think somebody would be so invested in giving Democrats more representation in the Texas House than they've earned at the ballot box? Why do you think that's the case?
Yeah, let me see here. They must be on the take of something somehow, some way.
Mm.
There's some corruption going on, obviously.
So you believe
bought
that
off and paid off.
Now, you believe that the Texas Speaker Dade Phelan should be impeached. What about Charlie Guerin and Todd Hunter and Dustin Burroughs and Brad Buckley and Craig Goldman? Those are some of his most staunch lieutenants, the ones who vote most often with socialists and Marxists.
Every one of them should be ran out of office.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how the process of impeachment works here in Texas, but let me just ask you one more thing, Alfred, because as you know, the Criminal Court of Appeals came down with that disgraceful ruling saying the Attorney General of Texas cannot prosecute voter fraud. So this was this Criminal Court of Appeals. By the way, eight of them are Republicans. These are eight Republicans who wanted to take the Attorney General out of the fight to continue to facilitate cheating of Democrats at the ballot box. Right? They wanted to deliver the ability for Democrats to continue to cheat, because when you leave it up to these local DAs who are paid for by George Soros, like in Travis County, like in Dallas County, when you leave it up to them, they're not going to prosecute voting fraud. They're going to continue to allow it, right? So if you're going to impeach the Attorney General before you impeach those eight shrubs in the Criminal Court of Appeals, can we safely say that the Texas House isn't doing our work? The leadership isn't doing our work?
Oh, 100% they're not doing our work. They're obviously doing the work of the Democrats.
Indeed.
That's why they're not Republicans.
Indeed.
They're in sheep's clothing.
Well, then there's that. And the fact that it seems kind of petty, you know, when that video came out of the speaker's conduct on the dais, and then when the AG called for his resignation to step down, then all of a sudden the AG finds himself under another investigation, and then all of a sudden they vote to take him out. I mean, it seems petty, too, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Alfred. Appreciate the call. Louis, you're up next on the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
You know what? If I can get a chance to say something. I want to, you know, the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, he's starting to siding in the Democrat side, especially in the environmental crap. You know, the tax, that's what they use to raise your taxes, the environmental, to steal your money. The Democrats and the Republicans, they're all in cahoots because they follow the money. You get politicians, you send them out there to D.C., and they become either pussycats or they follow the money, and so they're going to do whatever that leader tell them to do. And the thing about it, what they don't realize is United States is already is going to fall, because what is happening is the Chinese with this. What do you think Joe Biden and whoever is controlling him, they're allowing all this massive illegal coming through that border, including God knows the sleeping cells are coming through those border. And then they look what he's electing and judges and servants.
Yeah, I understand, dude. I understand what you're going. I mean, the way this country is going and the lack of heroes defending us. I mean, I can count on, well, I guess two hands, the number of people I trust to defend us. The rest of them, not so much. They're coming after your guns too, kids. talk about that next. Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas.